That's whygoodthingshappen.com. We'll talk more with Dr. Post next time. This is Paul Wang.
Served as KNLF executive producer prior to his recent death. He left us with a wealth of information about great praise and worship music. Here's a classic segment of Hymns of Praise.
Music and poetry release the thoughts not of just our minds, but also our hearts. The song on this broadcast is titled, Jesus Will Bind Our Wounds. It declares not only the need of humans who often feel defeated by despair, but also declares the assurance that Jesus will heal our defeats, cure our despair. Listen to these words. He has not come to condemn, but to give life. Come, receive life. Oh, he will give hope for despair and comfort to all those who mourn. Jesus will bind our wounds.
Jesus will bind our wounds.
Creation coming up next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
While the Bible teaches us that sex is a wonderful gift of God, evolutionists believe that sexual reproduction should not have evolved.
To make matters worse, immobile plants use sexual reproduction.
This creates a problem in transferring the male genes to the female for fertilization.
Just to confound things even more, God uses insects and even mammals to transfer the pollen.
Since evolutionists believe that plants were around for many millions of years before animals, evolutionists have yet another problem.
The European family of the arum lily attracts beetles and flies. When one of the insects lands on a flower, he finds a slick, oil-coated surface and ends up sliding down into a chamber filled with small hairs. Imprisoned, he finds a sweet sap that makes good eating. And while he is gorging himself on the sap and getting sticky in the process, the male part of the flower showers him with pollen. The next day, the sticky pollen-coated insect finds that the doors of his prison are open, so he flies off to another flower to deliver, unwittingly, his load of pollen. To say that a flower figured out how to do this sounds more like science fiction than real science. Real science and common sense would acknowledge that an intelligence designed and created this complex arrangement. As we learn more and more about these arrangements in nature, it becomes even more clear that an all-wise creator designed these beautiful symphonic relationships between different members of the living kingdom. For a printed transcript of today's program, visit our website at creationmoments.com.
And be sure to join us next time
for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.
Travel with us along the American Highway on International Station KNLS, Anchor Point, Alaska, 99556 USA. Thank you for making KNLS a part of your Tuesday. The English Hour is broadcast four times daily. You can hear us at 7,355 kilohertz on the 41-meter band at 800 hours UTC. At 1,000 hours, you can hear the English program on 6,890 on the 49-meter band. At 1,200 hours, you can hear us on 7,355 and on 9,780 on the 31-meter band. And at 1,400 hours, we broadcast in English on 7,355. For Lucy Grant, I'm Rob Scobie. Join us again tomorrow for the KNLS English Hour. We leave you with Gwen Stefani and 4 in the Morning.